Bella, you are up.
Thank you. Marilyn, I sympathize with you. I agree with you, but there's some variables there. I wanted to go back. Hold on, please.
Okay. 90 seconds, okay. Bella. Please keep it to the time that we agreed on. Okay.
Yes. I was getting a call, and I had to get rid of that call. I wanted to go back to the area of preparing the October 2020 P&L. We have not seen a consolidated October fiscal year 2021 P&L. I want to know when that will be done. I will
Can
also
you ask
like
that in the – that's really a finance committee question. That's
no,
not for the audit
that
committee.
That is for NETA.
It is not an audit committee question. This is not
okay.
The NETA committee. This is the audit committee. I'm sorry
okay.
to be like this, but I don't
okay,
know what else to do
then.
Because we get
I will,
off topic.
I will take that up some other time. Regarding
good,
the bank
good.
Reconciliation, and regarding the accounts receivable that George and NETA say they have not been able to notice anything unusual, that is incorrect. The Allegiance program that was just entered into contract with KPFK will be doing the same exact reporting, maybe a little bit more amplified, as the Memphis internal control at KPFK, which is a database of many years. Therefore, Allegiance is not going to give us what we need, and we need to be looking at KPFK's income, revenue, to be classified very differently than the rest of the stations. KPFK has been carrying the network many years. It is incumbent upon us to look at it as a very unique unit. Therefore, I keep hammering at the accounts receivable area that we need to reclassify our revenue so we know what each line item on the P&L is. And so that we can
Bella?
Get the proper listing. Thank you.
I hear you, but Bella, you keep
no,
bringing
you do not
up
hear me.
Top.
You do
let
not
me finish.
Hear me. And I do not want to hear your commentary. You comment on everything. Thank you.
Well, during the
I am
meeting.
The, excuse me.
He's not
no one has. No one else has the floor right now. I am the chair of this committee. You keep bringing up things that don't that are not part of. This committee's work, and you do it over and over and over again. And you know what? You're not going to get any results from bringing it up here. You need to take your concerns where they actually can be acted upon, which is either the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, management. I know that maybe you don't have people to deal with this at your station. I don't know. But this is not the place. This is not the place. And nobody on the audit committee, excuse me, you're not recognized. No, you're not recognized, Bella. Stop talking.
Yeah,
stop
I was
talking,
responding
please.
To Anita.
You are not recognized, Bella. Just
Eileen,
try and,
this is George.
Yep. George, go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, but I would just like to correct the record. I think the last speaker said that I saw no problem with accounts receivable or something to that effect. And I didn't say that. And so I want to be careful that my words aren't getting mischaracterized.
I never said that.
Yes, you
I
did.
I never said that.
You just said it.
You
oh,
interrupted me, Arlene, and you are misconfiguring what I said. I was responding to Anita when she said that now that we have contracted Allegiance, that we may be getting a clearer picture. And I wanted to set the record straight that that is not the case because we have been misclassifying our revenue at KPFK. And I will continue harping on this until maybe the cows come home. The other,
you know,
the other
issue, a lot more helpful is if you wrote these things up in a concise and manner
CPB
so it can be
CPB
shared
funding.
With people.
Yeah, the CPB funding was not pulled in 2010, as George said. It was pulled in 2014 for the entire network.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
It was pulled in based on audits in the year I mentioned. It took a couple years to commence an audit, and then, so it was problems going back maybe even 2008. But that the year doesn't really matter, but that's when the determination was made, and it's public record.
I understand. Okay, thanks.
Eric, to the stack, please.
Who was that?
Eric Jacobson to the stack, please.
Okay. Marilyn had a question. So it'll be Marilyn and Eric.
Right. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to say this, that I read over, I mean, thank you for sending the descriptions of what the audit committee does and what the finance committee does, but I read over the tasks that are listed there for both the committees, and unfortunately, neither of them actually takes up this critical issue of what systems are being used by all the stations to keep their financial records uniform. And I don't know whose job it is to do that. Somebody's got to do it, and I hope maybe George and NATA can do it. But this is a huge problem that we have, different kind of accounting being done at different stations. And that's why I ask. I mean, somebody needs to look into this. I know R. Paul gave a finance committee report to our LSB in which he mentioned the chart of accounts problem, and that's good. But none of the job descriptions for the two committees, neither of them contained anything to do with the actual practical issue of establishing a uniform system of accounts across the network. And it seems to me if the PNB has to take it up or Lydia has to take it up, somebody has to take that up and it has to be enforced, because this is a vital issue for the survival of the network. And Adriana's concern I share, and I know George is working hard and has made great improvements, and NERTA has, but this is an underlying problem that if it's not solved, we will not survive. And I'm questioning who is supposed to be in charge.
Eileen, may I?
Please do.
I might not be able to answer that specific question, who's in charge, but I frequently hear this complaint about the chart of accounts and would be interested to know upon what evidence that is being made. I'm in my third year auditing this organization, and there is a common chart of accounts for every division. One station does keep a shadow set of books on QuickBooks or some other platform. When that's entered into MASS, which is what we use, and then transferred into Great Plains, it's on the same chart of accounts. The only thing different is the first three digits of the account, which designates the division. The middle four account number, the middle four digits, are common across all divisions. The last two designate what department, and say for tax purposes, whether it's programming and production, or broadcasting, or fundraising, or management in general, and they have the same designation. So it is a common set of accounts that's being used. The problem is the attention to detail in terms of what which of those last two digits are getting used. And the problem there is some managers will code, for example, an electric bill for the transmitter to management in general. And so that inflates your management in general costs and makes it look like less money is being invested in the production and programming area. So I just wanted to say that because the chart of accounts comes up all the time. And it's the problem's more in the execution and use of those numbers.
I see. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I would add that's not usually the kind of thing that I think that a audit committee or even the board would take up. It seems more like that should be on the management side of things, you know, to figure out how things are going to be done and do their cost-benefit analysis and acquire the software and the equipment, whatever. But, you know, we just don't have enough people to do that work. We don't have the staff, you know. So that's part of our problem.
This is Bella.
Eric is on the staff.
Sure. After. Thank you.
Okay. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Eileen. I'm trying to struggle with the issue that was raised earlier in terms of the role of the
company. I'm sorry, it's a little hard to hear you. Could you speak up?
I'll try and speak up. Is this any better?
Great. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Much.
All right. I'm envisioning the audit committee as a monitoring committee, an oversight committee. And in that spirit, my understanding is that the audit is an interactive process between, at this stage, it's George and Anita. I think George used the term that he's part of his work is wrangling information out of the units, the personnel at the units, of various types. So in that, trying to exercise my oversight responsibilities, I'd like George and Anita to simply give a grade to each of the units on their responsiveness to each of them in terms of getting the information that they need to, expedite with all deliberate speed the completion of the 2019 audit. I'm not saying this in the spirit of, just being a disciplinarian of personnel within Pacifica. We're a humanistic organization by definition, and we are living through a very difficult year in the history of our country and all of the exigencies we're all familiar with. But we also have, we all love Pacifica. We want it to thrive. We want to restore our ability to get a CPB grant. So if you could just go unit by unit, each of you, and give a grade, A to F, on the quality of the responsiveness of the personnel in each of the units who are indispensable to helping you get the data and information that you need to put this audit on the speediest possible track.
Point of order.
William, point of order.
William, go ahead.
I was first.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Who is
that?
That
is, go. It's all right.
No, go ahead.
I don't know who that is.
William here.
Who?
Thank you. Darlene,
William, just go ahead.
My point of order is that this is an open call and nobody should be evaluating staff anywhere. So I think that should be withdrawn, Eric. Thank you.
Well,
Darlene has a point of order.
Oh, Darlene, I couldn't hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You got point of order?
Yeah, my point of order is that is not the purview of the audit committee. If we have put our, we have put some people out as willing to help in any snarl that has to do with response, but that was never. But grading, ranking, telling on anybody was not part of it. And I'm sorry, I'm not saying that the speaker was asking for tattletaling. I'm just using that as, as the part of the spectrum that I see as not part of the audit committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Both of those points of order are well taken.
Well, I'd like to respond very briefly. May I respond, Eileen, very briefly?
Okay, Eric, right?
The problem with that position is, first of all, I was not asking for anything specific to any particular individuals. I don't personally know the individuals, but they have titles, okay? And the titles have been mentioned, and I guess if, I mean, it seems to me not well taken point of order, because the truth is that we are behind. There is some problem in the, it was even mentioned earlier that there was an inordinate delay on response to one category of information. George himself said so. And we have to try to do what we can appropriately to let our, the Pacifica family members who, you know, are involved in this process know that as an oversight committee, some of us are not entirely pleased with the pace with which things are progressing. And in that sense, a, you know, if somebody's getting a D, some unit's getting a D as opposed to a B, that's relevant and they need to improve. And that's all we're saying. It's in a friendly spirit. And I don't see why it should even be controversial. Thank you.
May I respond as well? Eric,
Anita, go ahead.
To point you out as, you know, as I said, not as...
Oh, wait, who's speaking? Darlene, sorry.
But, yes, but in many of the stations, there's one person doing the finances. So there's no way to not be naming people when they're the only one at a particular station. So that is something I would say is different than naming names.
Okay, this is Grace for the stack.
Grace, you haven't spoken, so why don't you go?
Yes. I think we are all really frustrated with the fact that there have been deficiencies in our financial reporting that's delayed the audits for a number of years, and we know that there are deficiencies, but we don't see a route to resolving or fixing those deficiencies. So that's the frustration of that people have on this committee. So we need to think of solutions, ways that these deficiencies can be remedied. So one of the ways would be one of the structural deficiencies in the Pacifica bylaws and policies is that the business managers are evaluated by the general managers almost exclusively. The general managers are evaluated by the executive director. Generally, often the general managers do not have the accounting understanding to properly evaluate a business manager in such a way, specifically enough, that it would prevent a possible lawsuit if a deficient business manager is removed. So it may be necessary to create policy or even a bylaws amendment that reconfigures the structure of Pacifica so that the CFO or the controller or whoever is directly responsible for evaluation and the hiring, firing, management of the business managers. That's a different system than what we have currently. Or there might be a way to have it be a joint management. These are simple policies that could be written up in policy form, or we could consider a bylaws amendment that includes this type of restructuring. But I think that the frustration we feel is that we need a change to happen, and it doesn't seem to be happening. And as a committee, it's our responsibility. We do have oversight over this to some extent. And as board members, we also may be able to influence national board members, of course, could craft policies to remedy this. So I think we need to figure out on a structural level what we can do as governance to ameliorate these deficiencies, and also possibly work with NETA to see what suggestions they have. I think that what Eric is saying, you know, I understand that. I have the same level of frustration that everyone else on this committee has, except that I don't think it's proper for the audit committee as a committee to start evaluating business managers. We have to create a structure where management evaluates what's going on so that we have the financial reports being done on a regular basis properly, and so that the audit material is responded to quickly by the different units so that the audits can get done. Without proper financial reporting, it's almost impossible to get the audits done. So this is a structural thing, and I think we need to relook at the structure. Governance can reconfigure the structure of the way things get done. It's not our job, however, to evaluate particular people or particular staff members or managers. That's all. Although the local station boards certainly, I'm almost done, the local station boards certainly can, if the audits are not at whatever station, if the financial reporting is inadequate at whatever station, that is the responsibility currently of the general managers, and that should certainly be part of the evaluation of a general manager. And so that's in the purview of the local station board to keep an eye out on that. That's part of the general manager's duties to ensure that the financial reporting is adequate, timely, and complete, and that requests for information from NETA and from the auditor are responded to as quickly as possible. That's all or should be part of the evaluation of the general manager at each unit station. So those are the things that can be done. We have to be solution-oriented.
Bella's on the stand.
Thank you, Grace. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. Grace, that is excellent. Excellent, absolutely. But we have, in our case, the blind leading the blind. So such policy, had we adopted the right set of bylaws back in 2003, we wouldn't be here arguing over these things. We would be at a stellar position, but that's what a bylaw convention is. This is the reason why it's needed. I agree with you, Grace, and what I would like us to propose is a motion generated out of this committee to then be sent to the PNB Finance Committee with the general tenets that were just highlighted so that the business managers can be held to account by our national office, because everything is dropped on the lap of the IED, and we have an IED that is not being paid. We have to consider that as well. That could be an impediment to us I won't go into that right now. Just wanted to get that out. So that's very important, but we got to get this change done immediately. Okay, I wanted to go back to George regarding the comment clarifying that I appreciate what George said a few minutes ago. And Marilyn, myself, others, we keep harping on the chart of accounts.
30 seconds.
George said that it's not so much the chart of accounts, the lineup. It is how people that he didn't say this. I have said it, and I will say it again. Is the level of incompetence at our local unit to misclassify, not understanding the nature of bookkeeping, they misclassify expenditures. The same happens with revenue.
Time,
and when
Bella.
We have so much, and when we have
Bella.
Such a high level of incompetency, this is the reason why we are dragged down. Thank you.
Okay, Bella, that's it. Thank you.
Eric, to the
Marilyn,
please respond to Grace.
Okay, it is 10 o'clock. I think we need to, of course, I'll take you there on the stack, but after this, we need to move on and, we have another couple of points. Eric, and who was?
Marilyn.
Who was on there after that? Marilyn. Okay.
Marilyn.
Eric, I think it was Eric. Was it Eric? Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, it was. If I'm recognized, I just want to.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I just want to say in response to Grace that we are going to just sorely miss Grace's presence in the next year. It was extremely well said, Grace, and it's more articulate than I was being. Our ability as governance personnel to take into consideration as part of the performance evaluations major items such as responsiveness to our personnel, Netta and Anita and George in this case, with respect to the audit. Their point of evaluation and the reason I was looking for a grade was to try if improvement is needed, and it sounds like, at least by inference, it's almost understood that it does.
It's hard to understand, Eric.
It's important for us to know what is the performance level in general terms, which is why I decided to ask the question by virtue of a grade. A D grade is a needs to improve. And, then it can be improved to an A, B, or C. These things are in our purview, directly and indirectly, in my opinion. I'm not pressing the point. I'll see to the point of order, the point of view of the people making the point of order. But Grace well articulated, I thought, why it's a very logical point that I made. Because ultimately, our station personnel have to be evaluated by our LSCs under our current bylaw structure, and this is an important criterion. The audits are very, very important facet of what the station personnel are there to help facilitate. Thank you.
Okay. Marilyn, go on with your question, and then I'm putting myself on the stack.
Okay. All right. I just wondered if I got cut off for a little bit, so I missed a little bit of the follow-up discussion to Grace's proposal. But I would just say that's a beginning of a good idea, but to leave it to the local station boards to evaluate. Local station boards, from my experience, are notorious for not completing evaluations in a timely manner for a lot of reasons. And in some cases, as in these cases with the financials, time is of the essence, and letting things drag out undone and or wrongly done for a number of years, for one reason or another, people not being evaluated, can have just as bad consequences as having no evaluation. I think it's up to the IED or the ED to really be on top of this, maybe with the CFOs. I think there needs to be some other kind of fail-safe system to keep this from happening. So,
thank you for that, Marilyn. I wanted to actually bring up the fact that, you know, a lot of these problems, like I've repeated a few times, belong more to either the finance committee or or management one way or another to make things happen or to coordinate things across the units. I've been speaking at times to NETA and at times to the finance committee chair about these things. So I was wondering, Jim Sagerton, are you still here? And do you want to comment on some of this? You know, all the problems about getting people to code things correctly and to have some kind of consistency and following procedures or defining the procedures. Jim, are you still here?
I am still here, and I thank you for that opportunity. And first, I want to thank the committee for allowing me to speak. And I want to say that I agreed with William's point of order that, you know, we shouldn't go into things where personnel could be identified by whatever evaluation we were doing. So I'm glad we steered away from that. And I did appreciate Grace's comments as well. I think she hit the nail on the head, as Eric was saying. And I guess what I want to add is that given what George said about the chart of accounts, which was very instructive, I think, again, we see that the problem is not with the accountants, it's with, or with the auditors, it's with Pacifica. And in fact, one of our prior accounting companies actually fired us and said, we don't want to work with you again next time. That was so bad. And we've had a, management letters that, give us, you know, say, I shouldn't say what they say, but, we've had management letters that were not favorable to how we're proceeding. So all of that being said, I would just like to say that the things that we can do that would to help speed things as much as possible, other than urge management to make adjustments if necessary where they see, as Bellis put it, bottlenecks, or maybe it was Adriana mentioning bottlenecks, wherever management sees those bottlenecks, and they are being identified by NETA as they work through the system, management has to deal with that, you know, and it doesn't mean necessarily letting people go. We can have training. We can have progressive discipline, you know, whatever is necessary and particular to an individual situation. But the other thing I want to say is that we need to help NETA to get the information that they need. So one thing we did through the Finance Committee, didn't have to start in the Finance Committee. It could have started at the PNB. Any member could have brought it up. It was to give NETA a view, what's called view-only access to the bank accounts of the stations. The NETA had to wait before they proceeded with their bookkeeping until the station managers would send them the monthly bank statements. And frequently this wasn't happening in a timely manner. And so we had a motion that turned into a resolution, was passed to give NETA view-only access to our bank accounts. This was misunderstood in some quarters as allowing NETA to move our money around. It was not that. It was simply to let them see what's happening in our bank accounts on a daily basis. And at this point in time, when we are in a very tight position, it's important. The stations are going to be moving money back and forth between the units. It's very important that NETA be right on top of where the money is and how we need to manipulate it so we don't fall into the trap of missing payroll or letting our vendors go ignored to the point where they want to take action against us. Because we, if we have, you know, a couple of vendors taking those kinds of actions against us, can have severe consequences. And so I think we've accomplished, Anita can correct me if I'm wrong, I think we've got 4 out of the 5 stations now providing the view-only access to the bank accounts, and I hope that's helpful. It will reduce our costs for the accounting and actually get it done, which is the main thing. And another aspect of that is now we're going to come to the next PMB meeting with a motion to give NEDA access to the deposit side. So they're not just going to be seeing what's going out. They're going to be seeing what's coming in, and that will help with the issue of things being miscategorized and in some cases even misallocated. There was an issue one time with a large bequest that was misallocated to the wrong unit. That was not NEDA's fault, of course, but those are the kinds of things that can happen. So those are 2 things that we can do, that one we have done mostly, and the other is we're going to work on at the next PMB meeting, I hope. I already spoke to the secretary and said that the motion that was passed on the NFC will be coming to the PMB. So anything else along those lines that we can do is what we need to do. And NEDA has been very helpful. I don't mean this to be a commercial for NEDA, but they've been very helpful with the Finance Committee in identifying the things that need to be done and where the bottlenecks are. And I agree that, you know, we pretty much do know where the bottlenecks are, but it's not appropriate to talk about it here. So the other things that we're talking about is making sure NEDA has full access, as full as possible. And again, not to make an advertisement, but to the extent that we can have consistency in our managers, in our staff, in our vendors, even, you know, if you're changing from one vendor to another when it comes to something like accounting, for example, it takes longer. It gets confused. NEDA is now really getting better up to speed. As I think when I came on the audit committee years ago, we were behind by 4 audits. And since then, a couple of more audits have become due, and we've caught up. And so now we're dealing with 19, and as soon as that's done, we're getting there. We're almost there. In fact, I think for about 30 days this year, we were actually current in our audits until we then lapsed on the 2019, which we're in the process of trying to get done. But the longer that is with us, and the more stations, by the way, that can turn over some of this internal work that Pacifica has just not been good at over the years, and I'm talking about going way back, we've not been good at keeping our finances in order. If we can't do it in-house, I think to some extent we need to do more of outsourcing it, in this case to NEDA, to make sure we get the value for the money that we're spending. It's very expensive for us to do it ourselves, and we don't always get the best product. So it would be, I think, good if we made sure all the stations comply with the eyes only or the view only access to the bank accounts. And if more stations, in fact, especially some stations that may be struggling, if their work gets taken over by NEDA, as it has been at WBAI, it's been working very well. In fact, our general manager, who does it by himself, his books now match NEDA's. I think at the last time we really looked at it closely, they were within 1%. And he's just using that QuickBooks thing for his own purposes to, so he has a running, because he has to work on a cash basis on his side, so he knows what bills he can afford to pay. And of course, NEDA then translates it into the accrual basis. So anyway, I'm rambling a little bit. So that's my contribution for the moment. And if anybody had any other question, I'd be glad to help.
Thank you, James. This is Anita. Very well said.
Any other comments?
Bella to the stack.
Okay. Be concise, Bella. Go ahead.
No, I'll just ramble on. So I want to thank James for being with us, Jim Suggerton. Very important. I'm glad he finally got to speak. I praise WBAI's general manager for doing QuickBooks. I suggested QuickBooks to KPFK many, many, many years ago. And if we had a simplistic internal program like that, we can also generate the proper documentation. And then there would be no breakdown. There would be no bottleneck. But this has been rejected many years for the same people, by the same people. So if every station was able to do that, then take that initiative, we would have been quite ahead of ourselves, whereas we fell behind. I don't mind that Anita is taking care of our P&Ls and so forth. But at the same time, I want to see better reporting. I want to see a bank reconciliation and a balance sheet. And I want us to take a look at KPFK's urgent need for a for an accrual basis with this revenue. And this is very critical. And James, you've heard me
Bella,
say this before.
Would you kindly write these things up in bullet points, send them to Jim Sagerton so he can deal with them? You have brought them up many times here.
Right.
So,
I have done
this. We've heard
you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I think we are done with this item. And I would like to thank George and Anita for being here and for participating. And I think we should let them go because they get up very early to do their work.
Before you do, Eileen, this is James again. May I say one more thing? Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't wait to be recognized. I am piggybacking on Anita's phone. So, Anita, you're going to go. I'm going to hang up. And I'll call back with that other number.
Okay. I can text you your own number.
That would be good.
The number that I gave you last time. Yeah. Okay.
Eileen?
Okay.
Yes.
Eileen, George,
George.
Thank you for excusing us. Before I go, I just wanted to maybe recap and thank you, James, for those comments and perspective. When I mentioned the auditor opinion, that is in auditing opining on the financial statements taken as a whole. And so they've got a higher level of materiality. And I think that this committee should also be considering the financials taken as a whole and zoom out a little bit and have a little higher level of materiality because different types of listener income might be on different lines and there might be an issue about whether it's a major donor or not a major donor, but on the financials they all wind up in the same place, and so that's how the auditors look at it. That's how the financials are presented, and that higher level of scope, if you will, might be a more effective way for members of the committee to be looking at that in context of an audit committee.
Hey, thank you, George.
All right.
Let's see. Okay. I've got all three Georges still here. Okay. One's gone. Okay. I think Anita has gone. Yeah.
I'm still here. Thank you for having me.
I'm still here.
Yes.
Oh, no, thank you. Are you kidding? Thanks for, all your efforts.
Thank you.
Okay. So we will let you go.
Thank you. I'm going to get off.
Okay. Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And Jim Sagerton should be back in a minute. just to kind of put a button on this, I think what I understood from some of our conversations and George's description of what was going to happen when is that, you know, he's working through all the information he needs. And when he hits a wall, he's going to let us know and ask for help. So
that's not what he said.
You
know, I do not remember
kind of what he said. I am paraphrasing. Anyway, okay, Jim is back. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, that was me. Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, let's move on to the next point of our agenda, which is Bella added a point about old business on the motion from the last meeting. So go ahead, Bella. What's your point?
So on 11/9, we met, and we came across a wall. And that wall is the same wall we have been facing over and over again at this committee, is that we get the auditor, we get a report from George, his commentary, status, but there's always that elusive area where we don't know if our units are being responsive or not, what is being lagged behind, et cetera. So we requested that particular list of 75 items that are sent and were sent out in September to our units, to the business managers to comply for the audit compilation request. And so what we did get just recently from you, Eileen, was a generic list with very old dates and some of those
stories.
In some of those areas, please do not interrupt me.
Please
do not do that again. It is unfair that you, as chair, you can do that. And that is not proper. Thank you. So Adriana and I pushed for this motion, and many understood, and they voted for it because we have been left in the dark. We are supposed to be representing our units. We also took a vote that certain people would volunteer at their units to nudge our general managers or our business managers, whoever is in charge of that department, to collaborate with them and help them along and nudge them so they get the information out. So it's in everyone's best interest if we are then informed with a proper information so that we know what we have in front of us, and then we know how to approach our business manager. And so what Eric suggested regarding a grade, you know, I would go along with that, but I also understand the sentiment behind that when there's usually just, you know, the smaller stations. But this is a notorious situation. What do? We are representatives of our units at this committee. We have the oversight fiduciary responsibility, and we are also board members. So therefore, we now see that George has left, and he cannot address this issue. And I knew this was going to happen. So if we are not giving a concise list of all the items, all the areas that are requested by for the audit by George and Anita, to conduct the audit, then we are useless. We cannot do our fiduciary responsibility. So this is what we
I'm
have
going
not-
to respond. I think we got it. Do you have any other points to make?
No. Yeah? Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me respond. There are a number of points in here. First of all, I will go back and transcribe that part of the meeting from our last meeting. But when people were first asking for the list, I thought, and I think George thought, and Julie thought, you were asking for the 75, it's actually 76 points, and where each station was on each one, and that's a lot of work, and also...
No, we did not. No, we did not.
Let me finish.
No, we did not. We did not,
Stella.
Eileen. You are adding. You are adding to
Stella.
This question.
Stella, stop talking. You're not recognized. Let me explain what happened. Please.
Yeah, but you're misrepresenting.
Just stop. Just stop.
Okay.
Just stop. And Julie made a suggestion. Well, maybe we could just pick the top 3 points and, you know, see who's having problems on those. And then the conversation, this is why I have to listen to it, but it's somebody, one of you guys, said, no, we just want the list of items.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
You just want the list? Okay. We'll send the list. So we failed to send the list right away. The list I sent first thing this morning, and I wish you would stop harping on the fact that it had old dates in it, because the only difference between that and the one before it and the one after it is the dates. It's the same list. I called it generic. George never called it generic. Excuse me. I'm sorry. And that I didn't go in to the lines to change the dates for you. Then I was in touch with George, and he did send me his updated list. Okay, it's the same thing. It just also, he added the column with who's responsible for each item, whether it's business managers or it's somebody at NETA or if it's the IED or whoever. He put that in, and he has the correct date for the fiscal year 2019 audit. And that's what you got today, and that's what the motion was to send you.
I did not see that. When did you send that out?
Well, I can't help it if you don't. Let me
when did you
look
send
it
out?
Up. I will look that up to see what time to... I sent it at... I have to open this message. I think this is it. Oh, no, that's not it. Sorry, I have to look for it.
You sent it at 1:18, Marlene.
Thank you.
1:18.
What time?
Okay.
What time? I did not hear.
A quarter after 1-ish.
Okay. Quarter after
right.
1, your time. Your time. So a
New
quarter
York, my time is your time. No, wait, where are you?
Pacific Standard.
Oh, yeah, okay. 10:15, your time.
10:15 a.m.?
Yes. Okay, so that's that. Do we need to spend any more time on this?
No, there is no list from you at 10:15 a.m. Hold on. Got it.
I'm not gonna hold up the meeting while, you know, because you didn't see your email.
I see the list. I see the list.
Okay, good. Can we move on now?
I'm opening it up with Excel, and this is more like it of what we requested.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Pretty much.
It's not the same thing.
Like I told you, it is. It adds in the who's responsible, los responsables, for each point. And it updated the numbers, the dates. It's the same thing. Anyway, that's it for this item. I'm sorry to be testy, but sometimes this is hard. Do we have any new business?
Okay.
So,
I just point of information now. We have the list. We have the list. So now the next course of action is for us to study this list and then go back to our stations. The issue is that we have to ask them, have you responded to all of these areas? And now there's 76 of them. He originally said 75. Okay.
I think he was estimating.
Darlene, put the stack, please.
Marilyn, to the stack.
Okay, hang on. Darlene and Marilyn.
Okay.
I would.
Diana?
We don't want to. I would just. We'd rather have the people doing the work than answer if they're doing the work. You know, be gentle.
Thank you.
Darlene?
Yeah. The meeting was recorded, so we could go back to prove this. But George said, if NIDA needed assistance from anyone on the audit committee to their station, NIDA would let us know. We do not have a mandate to go to our business managers or our financial people waving this list and say, what have you done about this? What have you done about that? We do not have to reinvent each and every wheel that exists. NIDA is the cogs that are moving things forward. We do not have to interject ourselves at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. I wish I had said that. One second. Marilyn, you were next.
Yes, I just want to say that, yes, George did say that. He said that would be a last resort for him, and he asked us to please not go interfere unless he really needs us. But it's also the case that if you look down the responsible person column, even then, it's not all 76 items that the business manager is looking after. You'll see other people's names, George, and other people's names on there. Go through the list and see which ones the business managers should be doing anyway. But we're not yet, Bella, we're not yet empowered by NATO to make any efforts in this regard. And if they do need help, they'll let us know. That's how I understand it.
Thank you, Marilyn. Very helpful.
Bella,
I know you asked for the stack, but this is the last time. Then we're going, I'd like to adjourn after this. What is it, Bella?
Yeah, this in the minute.
Where I am in that list?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm in the stack. I asked for the stack.
I did not hear you, Adriana.
Let Adriana go, please. I'll go after
her. Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. First of all, I received and I talked to KPFT business manager. I'm the chair of the finance committee at KPFT. And mm-hmm. She told me that she responds to everything. And George agreed that it's nothing pending from KPFT to start with. Yeah. She answered immediately. She mm-hmm. is obviously the most qualified business manager in this foundation. But
I've heard very good things about her. Very good things
exactly.
about her.
She's a professional. And yeah. but what I ask, and I know that is part of this list, and I think that is important too. That's why when we in the agenda, we have 30 minutes for NIDA and George to talk to us, and we make three times, an hour and a half we were with them. But it's something important for me to that say here, point number 9, that complete update the FIF, or Finance 48 checklist.
Oh, yes, I asked George about that. And he said that is something that comes later on in the process. That's all I can tell you. I asked him, and that's what he said.
But didn't you answer or I received the answer by email for somebody saying that he already sent that?
No.
That wasn't sent yet. It's more than a year. Okay, perfect.
No, you had asked it, I think, in an email. Yeah, you said you wanted to see that. So I asked him in a phone call about it. That's what he said. I don't even know what that is. I would love to know, but I'll look it up.
Yes.
Okay. Is that it, Adriana? Is that it, Adriana?
Well,
okay.
Clearly, we are so behind. And that's what I was worried and I was saying. Every
I know
time
you
that
are.
I almost got up, but it's not true. And we are more than a year, more than a year.
No, I am hopeful. I think we're going to, you know, get through the fiscal year 2019 audit fairly quickly, you know, within another, I don't know, couple of months or something. And then we'll jump right on 2020. And if we can turn that in by June 30th, then we're caught up.
I understand. Because when we are done with the 2020, we will be already late with the 2021st. That is
no,
our
we
history.
Won't be late. We won't
yes,
be late, but we'll have to jump into it right away. No,
are,
it won't be
are.
Over yet. 2021 won't be over. Anyway, we don't need to, you know, figure that out right this second. But I'm optimistic.
Eileen, this is James. May I offer a point of information?
Sure.
I just wanted to second what Abiana was saying about Markeisha. I think what she said was correct. Thank you.
Good. Okay. All right. Let's just, Bella has one more request to be on the stack. And go ahead, Bella.
Yes. I want to set the record straight. The minutes of our 2 months ago from October, we took a vote that we would become the volunteers, some of us volunteered, including Eric, Marilyn.
Yep.
Grace said that she couldn't do it. We know why at this time. Several other people to work on our local unit to ask. Can you stop interrupting?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is getting very tiresome. So for someone to say that Nita has to give us the green light, that is incorrect. It is in the minutes. We took a vote. This was a vote that we voted on 2 months ago so that some of us could be our representatives at our local units to do what we could in a collaborative fashion to get the information out. And this is the impetus why we requested the list. We didn't request the list because we wanted to. We requested it for the explicit reason. So I am not going to say that. So we took a vote, and it's in the minutes. Okay?
I will. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to respond to that. We didn't exactly volunteer to say we are going to, oversee our business managers or whatever. George said, maybe we can have a person from each station who I can call on, George, who George can call on if he needs help nudging the stations. And
that is not what transpired.
Yes, it is.
And you're changing the language. That is not
I'm
what
not
transpired.
Changing anything. I'll have to listen to that meeting, too, I guess. I don't have time to listen to these meetings, but because you seem to have a different interpretation of what you heard, I guess somebody has to do it. So I'm sorry, Bella. I would like to, does anybody want to move to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
I will make such a motion.
Who was that? Who moved?
We have a second.
I'm sorry, who moved?
Committees. I moved it.
Oh,
Grace.
Right. Grace moves to adjourn. Any objections?
No.
Was that a yes or a no?
I object.
Who is that?
Bella,
object. All right. What is your objection, Bella?
I object. We have a closed meeting. We are supposed to be in a closed meeting at this moment.
We don't have a closed meeting.
Forgive me. Not a closed meeting. But is our agenda completed?
What?
Because we're done with our agenda.
A motion to adjourn is not debatable. Why don't you take a vote, please, Eileen?
Sure. Okay. Give me 1 second. All right. Motion to adjourn. Here's my... Okay. Adjourn. Let me call the roll. Adriana Casnev? You want to adjourn? Adriana? I'll skip you. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
James McFadden?
Yes.
Julie is not here tonight. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Marilyn Vote-Downey? Marilyn, you here? I'll skip you.
I abstain.
You abstain?
Yes, I abstain. What did you?
Okay, abstain. Sandy's not here. Sean Rose?
Yes.
William here, Reagan? William? William, I see that you're still here. Are you muted, William? All right, let me go around again. Let's see. Adriana? I can't hear you, Adriana. I don't know what's going on. Oh, you're not here anymore. Okay.
William's back. I'm sorry. I abstain.
That's okay. You abstain? Okay. Let me count up. Julie's not here. Nancy's not here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. To abstain. 1, no. I mean to adjourn. 1, no and 2 abstentions. And I don't need to vote. So the motion to adjourn is passed.
Thank you. Good night,
good
everybody.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You, everyone. Good night. Take care.
Night, all. Bye. Thank you for having me.